Utah Real Estate Headlines. NIDR Online launches Utah Public Records Portal for Property Research. NIDR Online provides a centralized resource for accessing Utah public records, including property tax and assessor search tools. Real estate professionals in UT can streamline due diligence by tapping county-level property data and tax records in one place. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/ute/county/Utah for quick access to Utah property records during your next transaction. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah County Assessor, new resource hub for property valuations and exemptions. The Utah County Assessor's official website provides property assessments, residential exemptions, farmland assessment programs, and contact information. Real estate professionals in UT need accurate assessment data and exemption details to advise clients on property valuations and tax liabilities. Bookmark https://assessor.utahcounty.gov/ for quick access to current assessments and program eligibility. Utah Real Estate Headlines. DRE Home. Utah Division of Real Estate launches video resources for licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has introduced how-to videos and video resources for licensees alongside its mission to strengthen trust in Utah's real estate industry through education, licensure, and regulation of real estate, mortgage, and appraisal professionals. Utah real estate professionals can access free educational video resources to stay compliant and sharpen their skills while the division works through a high volume of inquiries during its system transition. Browse the new video resources and licensing updates at h/commerce.utah.gov/real-estate/. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah Public Records Online Directory, new resource for property research. The Utah Public Records Online Directory provides a centralized web resource for accessing public records in the state. Real estate professionals in UT can leverage this directory to streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and expedite title research without navigating multiple disconnected systems. Bookmark /publicrecords.netronline.com/state/UT as your starting point for Utah public records lookups. Utah real estate updates. Salt Lake City building permits now available on Utah Open Data Portal. The Utah Open Data Portal hosts a dataset of Salt Lake City building permits for public access and analysis. Real estate professionals in UT can track new construction activity, identify development trends, and benchmark market conditions in Salt Lake City. Review permit history and filter by type, date, or location at the source URL to inform your market analysis. Utah Real Estate Updates. Utah County Assessor updates real property resources for local professionals. The Utah County Assessor's official website provides property assessments, residential exemptions, farmland assessment programs, and contact information. Real estate professionals in UT rely on accurate county assessor data to value properties, advise clients on tax exemptions, and navigate farmland assessment programs. Bookmark https://assessor.utahcounty.gov/real-property for quick access to Utah County property assessment tools. Utah Real Estate Updates. Utah Realtor Commission fees hold steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Utah is 5.71%, nearly matching the national average of 5.70%. For Utah real estate professionals, this benchmark helps set competitive pricing and informs client conversations about market standard commission structures. Review the full Utah commission data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Utah/. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit and capital reserve needs. CapRate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on CapRate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every CapRate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.